The City of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, and the region's Visitors and Convention Bureau, Destination Cleveland, will pay for half of the project. The other half will come from the Cleveland Cavaliers and the organization that runs the arena. County Executive Armin Budish says the public funding portion will not impact any services.
And with some creativity, we figured it out. And we figured it out without raising taxes. Most of the funds will come from revenue streams that already exist and are generated or directly impacted by the queue.
Those include admission and hotel bed taxes. The structural, amenity, and appearance improvements to the arena are expected to increase the facility's competitiveness and make it usable until the year 2034. That's about 20 years longer than the lifespan of most arenas. This year, the facility generated nearly $250 million in direct spending. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.